हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे रामा राम रामा हरे हरे हरे। जय राधा वृंदावन बिहारी, राधा वृंदावन बिहारी राधे। जय गौरानिताय 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 जय गौरानिताय। जय जय प्रभुपाद 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 जय जय प्रभुपाद। श्री हरि नाम संकीर्तन की श्रील प्रभुपाद की। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्यं नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयामुदीरयेत्। नष्टप्राये स्वभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवति उत्तमश्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिकी। कृष्णाय वासुदेवाय देवकी नंदनाय च नंदगोपकुमाराय गोविंदाय नमो नमः। हरे कृष्ण। सो वी आर रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद्भागवतम कैंटो 5 चैप्टर 3 टेक्स्ट नंबर 14। इहते पराजितो पराजिताया मायया नवशिता पदवानुवृता मतिर् विषया विषरयना वृत्त प्रकृतिर् अनुपासिता महच्चरणः। को वा इहते पराजितो पराजितया मायया नावशिता पदव्यानुवृता मतिर् विषया विषरयना वृत्त प्रकृतिर् अनुपासिता महच्चरणः। को वा इहते पराजितो पराजितया मायया नावसिता पदवा न वृता मतीर विषय विषरयनावृत प्रकृतिर अनुपाशिता महच्चरणः कोवा इहते पराजितो पराजितया माया नावसिता पदव्या न व्रता मतीर विषय विषरयनावृत प्रकृतिर अनुपाशिता महच्चरणः को वा इहते पराजितो पराजितया माया यान वसिता पदया व्यान व्रता मतीर विषया विषरयनावृत प्रकृतिर अनुपाशिता महश्चरणः को वा इहते पराजितो पराजितया माया वनासिता पदव्यानवृता मृतिर विषया विषरायनावृता प्रकृतिर अनुपाशिता महच्चरणः रीडिंग वर्ड टू वर्ड मीनिंग कह वह हु इज दैट पर्सन इह विद इन दिस मटेरियल वर्ल्ड ते ऑफ योर लॉर्डशिप अपराजितः जय श्री श्री राधा वृंदावन बिहारी भगवान की श्री गौरांग महाप्रभु की नॉट कॉन्क्यूअर्ड अपराजितया by the conquerable mayaya illusory energy anavasitaha padvya whose path cannot be ascertained anavritta matihi whose intelligence is not bewildered vishaya visha of material enjoyment which is like a poison raya by the course anavritaha not covered prakritihi whose nature anupashitaha without worshipping mahacharanaha the lotus feet of great devotees Translation and purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Jaya Prabhupada. Translation. Dear Lord, unless one worships the lotus feet of great devotees, one will be conquered by the illusory energy and his intelligence will be bewildered. Indeed, who has not been carried away by the waves of material enjoyment, which are like poison, Your illusory energy is unconquerable. No one can see the path of this material energy or tell how it is working. Purport. Maharaj Nabhi was inclined to performing great sacrifices for begetting a son. The son might be as good as the Supreme Personality of Godhead. But such a material desire, be it great or insignificant, is brought about by the influence of Maya. A devotee does not at all desire anything for sense gratification. Devotion is therefore explained as devoid of material desires. Anya bhilashita shunyam. Everyone is subjected to the influence of Maya and entangled in all kinds of material desires. And Maharaj Nabhi was no exception. Freedom from Maya's influence is possible when one engages in the service of the great devotee, Mahat Charana Seva. Without worshipping the lotus feet of a great devotee, one cannot be freed from Maya's influence. Srila Narottam Das Thakur therefore says, Chhariya Vaishnava Seva Nistara Paiya Chekeva. Who has been freed from Maya's clutches without serving the lotus feet of a Vaishnava? Maya is aparajitah and her influence is also aparajitah. As confirmed in the Bhagavad Gita 7.14, Daivihesha Gunamai Mama Maya Durattaya. This divine energy of mind consisting of the three modes of material nature is difficult to overcome. Only a devotee can surpass Maya's great influence. It was no fault on Maharaj Nabhi's part that he wanted a son. He wanted a son like the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is the best of all sons. By the association of Lord's devotee, one no longer desires material opulence. This is confirmed in Chaitanya Charitamrita, Madhya Lila, 22nd chapter, 54 verse. Sadhu Sangha Sarva Shastri Koi, Lava Matra Sadhu Sangha Sarva Siddhi Hoy. And also in Madhya Lila, 22nd chapter, 51 verse, Mat Kripa Vina Kona Karme Bhakti Naya, Krishna Bhakti Dure Raho, Samsar Nahekshaya. If one is serious about escaping Maya's influence and returning home back to Godhead, one must associate with a sadhu or a devotee. That is the verdict of all the scriptures. By the slight association of a devotee, one can be freed from the clutches of Maya. Without the mercy of a pure devotee, one cannot get freedom by any means. Certainly, a pure devotee's association is necessary in order to obtain the loving service of the Lord. One cannot be freed from Maya's clutches without Sadhu Sangha, the benediction of great devotees. Even in the Srimad Bhagavatam, 7th canto, 5th chapter, 32 verse, Prahlad Maharaj says, Naisha matistavat uru kramangrim, sparshati anartha apagamo yadi artha, mahisham pada rajo abhishekam, nishkinchanamna vrinitayavat. One cannot become the Lord's pure devotee without taking the dust of a great devotee on his head. Pad Rajo Abhishekam. A pure devotee is Nishkinjanaha. He has no material desires to enjoy the material world. One has to take shelter of such pure devotees in order to attain his qualities. The pure devotee is always free from the clutches of Maya and her influence. ओम ज्ञानतिमिरन्धस्य ज्ञानाञ्जनशलाकय चक्षुरोन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः श्रीचैतन्यमनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूपकदा मह्यं ददाति स्वपदान्तिकं वन्देऽहं श्रीगुरु श्रीयुतापदकमलं श्रीगुरुं वैष्णवांश श्रीरूपं साग्रजातां सहगणरघुनाथान्वितां तं सजीवं साध्वेतं सावधूतं परिजनासरितं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवं श्रीराधाकृष्णपदान् सहगणललिता श्रीविशाखान्वितांश हे कृष्णकरुणासिन्धो दीनबन्धो जगत्पते गोपेश गोपिका कांत राधा कांत नमस्ते तप्त कांचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरि प्रिये वाञ्छाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपा सिंधुभ्येव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवासादि गौर भक्त वृंद हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्ण सो वी आर रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद्भागवतम कैंटो फिफ्थ चैप्टर third verse number 14 chapter entitled Rishabhdeva's appearance. So in translation Prabhupada is writing, Dear Lord, unless one worships the lotus feet of great devotees, one will be conquered by the illusory energy and his intelligence will be bewildered. Indeed, who has not been carried away by the waves of material enjoyment, which are like poison, your illusory energy is unconquerable. No one can see the path of this material energy or tell how it is working. So, I would like to take blessings from all senior Vaishnavas. And will speak on Srimad Bhagavatam for my own purification. So this is a wonderful verse in this episode of Nabi's Yajna is been performed and Lord personally appeared and gave darshan to all the audience present there. And here the, as I said, we were seeing how the pujaris, the brahmanas who offered the yajnas and got the darshan, they themselves felt we are so unqualified, still Lord has been mercifully appeared here and gave his personal darshan. So here, glorification of the lotus feet of Lord's devotee has been given in a translation. And even the purport Srila Prabhupada emphasizes two very important points, that is, freedom from Maya's influence is only possible when one engages in the service of great devotee. So the first point Prabhupada stays upon how important it is to serve the Vaishnava or a pure devotee of a Lord. And second point he emphasizes about the how important the association of a pure devotee who are 24 hours engaged in a service of Supreme Personality of Godhead. So to understand the importance of a service to the pure devotee, Prabhupada also starts with how this material world is powerful, especially. So even a most intelligent person also get bewildered in this material world. Prabhupada writes in a purport about the verse from Bhagavad Gita that Daivi Esha Gunamai Mama Maya Durataya. The Maya, the material potency of the Lord is so powerful, can bewilder anyone. But one who takes shelter of him, he saves him. So we can see a few examples how Maya is so powerful in this material world. But only when one takes shelter of lotus feet of Lord or a devotee, he can be saved. His Holiness Jai Sachindan Maharaj gives example from his life. One time he wanted to visit his friend and the friend used to stay on the first floor of the bungalow, and he entered from the gate and he saw a dog there. So initially he just saw the dog and he was happy, but within few seconds he understood that the dog is not tied to the rope, he is free. And he immediately understand, if a dog starts coming to me, I don't have much time to run away now, so I have to go. And for his surprise, immediately a dog when sees him, he starts chasing him. So he has no option to run away now. So he enters into the building. He moves so fast because he knows now dog is chasing. So he moves so fast and knocks the door of his friend, and immediately friend opens the door and then dog comes. And he was barking so like heavily, but immediately when the friend said, shut down. Immediately the dog was barking so fast and so loudly, he just kept quiet and started moving his tail. So Maharaj said that the master when instructs someone, then one has to follow. And he compared that dog as a prakriti or maya shakti of the Lord, who is so powerful. And he is trying to capture the jiva, like he himself is trying to run, but the maya shakti is trying to capture him. And he is so powerful The dog can come and bite him now at any moment, but as soon as he takes shelter of his friend, like we take shelter of our Lord, Supreme Personality of Godhead, then the master is so powerful, just by one word he can ask the Maya to shut down, keep quiet. So in the same way, the Maya is so powerful, but once we take shelter of lotus feet of the Lord, then we can be saved from the clutches of Maya. And therefore, all these great souls who have taken the shelter of lotus feet of Lord, they are glorified everywhere in the Shastras. And here, the recommendation is given to serve those great souls also. So, in the beginning, we will see how these great souls are glorified in the Shastras at various places in Bhagavad Gita, in Bhagavatam, and many other Shastras, how these great souls are being glorified everywhere. As we see in the Bhagavad Gita 9th chapter, Satatam Kirtayanto Mam Etantasya Drunavata, that these great souls, they are always chanting the glories of the Lord. They are endeavoring with great determination, bowing down before Him. And these great souls are perpetually worshipped with devotion. So this is the first characteristics of a devotee who is always chanting the glories of the Lord and serve the Lord with devotion. So this is a first characteristics given in the Bhagavad Gita, how these great souls behave. Then also in the same chapter, before verse where it's been glorified about the great soul is Mahatmanastu Mam Partha Daivim Prakritim Ashrita. These great souls are the Mahatmas, they take shelter of my Daivi Prakriti. As we heard the story, that as soon as he has taken shelter of a master, he has been saved from the dog bite. In a similar way, a great soul, he is always under the internal potency of the Lord. He acts always under the spiritual potency of the Lord. And that's why he has been saved from the clutches of the Maya. As translation goes, O son of Pritha, those who are not deluded, the great souls are under the protection of the divine nature. They are fully engaged in devotional service because they know me as Supreme Personality of Godhead, original and inexhaustible. Also, in further verse 7th chapter also we see Bahunam Janmanamanta Gyanavan Mam Prabhadante Vasudeva Sarometi Saha Mahatma Sudurlabha. That after many births, one who understand Vasudeva Sarometi, such a devotee is called as Mahatma. So everywhere in the Bhagavad Gita, there is a glorification of the devotee and he is called as a Mahatma. So for a Jiva, he has to take shelter of a Mahatma. One time His Grace Radha Gopinathru told a very nice story. How a Jiva, although he has an option to take shelter of a material world or take shelter of a spiritual world or the external energy of the Lord or internal energy of Lord as he is a Tathastha Shakti. So when he acts as per the instruction of the pure devotee and takes shelter of internal energy of the Lord, he can be saved very easily. But when he acts independently and takes shelter of external energy, then he will be caught into the clutches of Maya. So he gives a very nice story that one time there was an annual function celebration and all the parents were invited for the function, and then the director or the head person, he organized a small welcome program for all of them. And that was also in the form of sitting in the hall and welcoming in the form of the song. And it was like prepared so nicely. The director compiled a wonderful song out of these words, welcome, W-E-L-C-O-M-E. Using those acronyms, he prepared a beautiful song which welcomes all the delegates who were in the audience, the parents, other delegates and everyone. And it's like so pleasing and so welcoming to them. Has a lot of meaning and a lot of emotions and everything in it. And then the director or the headmaster gave it to a teacher who was expert anchor. And then the teacher got that song, trained the kids, very small kids. They were told to have different steps, Like one by one has to go like W E L, then C O M. Like as his name is taken, then he has to come to the stage, and the next one has to come, the next one has to. So the whole song was compiled in a such a nice way with a wonderful meaning. And the kids were not knowing anything, but they were just told that after one, like he is the one will come first and then second. They were just having those nameplates in their heads. And one by one, as per the instruction of the anchor, they were just coming on the stage. And then like W comes, then E comes, then L comes, then C comes, then O comes, then M comes and E comes. And the anchor is like glorifying each word and welcoming the audience with beautiful, like meaningful, emotional things. And the audience, by seeing the kids, the children, which were their own kids, they were not understanding anything. They were just coming on the stage as per the instruction of anchor and making some moves as per what has been told to them, not understanding anything what's happening. But they could see the emotions of the audience, and everyone is crying in the audience. So in that, sometimes like kids also start crying. But they were making the moves, making the show, and finally the show was done, like 5-7 minutes, and practically everyone, including audience, the kids and the anchor, everyone was crying. And he said that the meaning was so powerful and director has compiled it so nicely. The children represent the soul who acts as per the instruction of anchor. But he has options. Sometimes he can get affected by the emotions of the audience of the material world. And he can just act as per the instruction of anchor and just be stable. So it's upon him. He can take shelter of external energy. He can take shelter of the pure devotee's instruction. The anchor is considered as the pure devotee of the Lord who act or who instruct as what has been told to him by the Shastras and the Lord. And he just carries the instructions or the order of the Lord as per the whatever is given in the Shastras. So Jiva has option that he may get influenced by the material world, or if he just act as per the instruction of pure devotee, it serves him. He pleases the material world also, and he pleases the spiritual master also. And in that way, he has all shelter of the spiritual master or the pure devotee, which will take him or serve the purpose of a Lord. Because what director decided, he wanted to welcome all the Jivas and take them all to the whatever the moment was, that to create that emotional thing and welcome everyone. In the same way, spiritual, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, he wants to take all the Jivas back to Godhead. He orchestrated this wonderful show in the material world. He sends his pure devotee as a representatives, and all Jivas have an opportunity to just follow the instruction of a pure devotee, serve them, please them, and that way they can save whole world. So that is how the pure devotee can save everyone in this material world when he acts as per the instructions of Supreme Personality of Godhead. So even Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he glorifies the Vaishnavas and asks for the blessings of a Vaishnavas in his wonderful bhajan. I would just like to sing that wonderful bhajan by Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, which glorifies the pure devotional service and the pure devotee and service to him and his association. So this beautiful bhajan, which we sing many times. Ohoy Vaishnava Thakur Dayara Sagar, Yedase Karuna Kori, Diyapada Chaya Shodaye Amaya, Tomara Charana Dhari. Where he writes, O Honorable Vaishnava, O Ocean of Mercy, be merciful unto your servant, give me the shade of your lotus feet, and purify me. I hold unto you your lotus feet. Then he says, Chaya Vega Domi, Chaya Dosha Shodhi, Chaya Guna Deho Dase, Chaya Sata Sange Dehoe Amare, Bosechi Sangera Ashe. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur writes, teach me to control my six passions, which are given in Upadeshamrut, Vacho Vegam, Manasa Krodha Vegam, Jiva Vega Udarapasta Vegam. Rectify my six faults. आत्याहार प्रयास अच्छ प्रजल्पो नियमाग्रह जनसंगस्य लौलश्य षड्भिर् भक्ति विनश्यति. दिस सिक्स पॉइंट्स टू बी रेक्टिफाइड. बिस्ट अपॉन मी द सिक्स क्वालिटीज उत्साह निश्चय धैर्य तत्कर्म प्रवर्तन संगत्यागत सतोवृत्ति. एंड ऑफर अन टू मी द सिक्स काइंड ऑफ होली एसोसिएशन ददाति प्रतिगृहणाति गुह्यमख्याति प्रच्यति भोंक्ते भोजते चैव षड्विधं प्रीति लक्षणम. सो नाइसली भक्ति विनोद ठाकुर इज राइटिंग टू गिव दिस एसोसिएशन ऑफ डिवोटीज. देन ही राइट्स, एकाकी आमार नाही पाय बल हरिनाम संकीर्तने तुम्ही कृपा करी श्रद्धा बिंदु दिया देह कृष्ण नाम धने. वेरी राइट्स, आई डो नॉट फाइंड द स्ट्रेंथ टू कैरी ऑन अलोन द संकीर्तन ऑफ द होली नेम ऑफ हरि. प्लीज ब्लेस मी बाय गिविंग मी जस्ट वन ड्रॉप ऑफ फेथ विच टू ऑब्टेन द ग्रेट ट्रेजर ऑफ द होली नेम ऑफ कृष्ण. देन ही राइट्स, कृष्ण से तोमारा कृष्ण दिते पार तोमारा शक्ति आछे आमी तो कंगाल कृष्ण कृष्ण बोली धाई तव पाछे पाछे. कृष्ण इज इवर्स, यू हैव द पावर टू गिव हिम टू मी. आई एम सिंपली इवर सर्वंट रनिंग बिहाइंड यू शाउटिंग कृष्णा कृष्णा. सो हियर भक्ति विनोद ठाकुर इज वेरी नाइसली पॉइंटिंग आउट दैट हाउ we cannot carry out this sankirtan alone or the chant the holy name of the lord hari. For that one needs to get the blessings of the vaishnavas and get that tinge of faith by which one can chant the holy name of the lord constantly. So this mercy or the blessing of the vaishnavas is very important, and that can be achieved only by serving them, pleasing them, and nice service to their lotus feet, we can achieve that mercy. Since these pure devotees, they are carrying Krishna with them, and when they are pleased, Krishna is also pleased. As Prabhupada also mentions about that Lord's nature, that if you want to please me, please my dog, or if you want to serve me, serve my dog. In the same way, Lord says, if you want to please me, serve my devotees. As we hear even in the Srimad Bhagavatam, 9th canto, where episode of Amrish Maharaj and Durvasmani, where Lord very clearly mentions about that how a devotee is so dear to him. So in whole episode, Vishnu himself personally tells to Durvasmani this wonderful verse that Sadhu Arudhyam Mahyam Sadhunam Rudhyam Tvaham Mad Anyatena Jananti Naham Tyabhya Managapi. Where he says that the pure devotee is always within the care of my heart, and I am always in the heart of pure devotee. My devotee do not know anything else but me, and I do not know anything else but them. So this is how Lord is glorifying his devotee. And we know the whole episode where how Amrish Maharaj, he performed austerity for a year, and just when there was a time to do parana, to break the fast, the Durvasmani appeared with his disciples and asked that I need food, and then he said I will just get fresh and come back. And it was a time that fast needs to be broken within a parana time, and it was meant for the welfare of whole praja, for well-being of them. So as a king, it was his duty to break the fast. But also, since Durvasmani has come as a guest, and before him, he cannot honor prasad also, but needs to break the fast. Then he, with the concern and the suggestions of the purohits, he got suggestion that like he can honor water, take some water, and break the fast. In that, he is not breaking the rule that he is honoring food before a guest, and simultaneously he is breaking the fast which is required, because he has done a 1 year fasting for the welfare of the kingdom or the praja. So with that, he just took some drop of water, but Durvasmani with his mystical power understand that Amrish Maharaj has taken water before me. So he comes with the anger, he creates a demon out of his ear and asks him to kill the Amrish Maharaj. And Amrish Maharaj, very politely, in humble mood, just folded his hands and just prayed to the Lord to protect him. And then immediately Lord sends Sudarshan Chakra, kills that demon, and then started chasing Durvasa Muni, and Durvasa Muni started running away. And he goes to the Shiva. Lord Shiva says, it's Sudarshan, I cannot do anything to you. I can't protect. Then he goes to Brahma. Brahma replies in the same way, it's a Vishnu's Astra, so you have to go to the Vishnu only. And he goes to the Vishnu. And then Vishnu says, I can't help you also, because now I have already released the Sudarshan, and that's not in my control now, it's in control of my devotee. So that's the mood of a Lord, that he is controlled by even his devotees. And then finally Durvasa Muni comes back and offer obeisances to Amrish Maharaj, beg forgiveness. And with the prayers of Amrish Maharaj, then he is saved. So that is the glory of a pure devotee of the Lord, that even a Lord is controlled by his pure devotee. And that's the reason why we should try to serve the lotus feet of the pure devotees of the Lord. And their glorification is also given in various Shastric quotations, like especially in Srimad Bhagavatam. In very beginning, first canto, second chapter, where is detailed description is given about the Mahat Sevaya, how important it is to serve the lotus feet of the Lord. The whole series is being described in second chapter, where Sushusho Shadda Dhanasya Vasudeva Katha Ruchi Syan Mahat Sevaya Vipra Punya Tirtha Nishevanad. But it's been very clearly mentioned, to get taste in hearing of the pastimes of the Lord, one has to serve the lotus feet of the pure devotees. So unless we serve the lotus feet of pure devotees, we cannot get the taste in hearing. And unless we get taste in hearing, we cannot please the Lord. So, and that hearing is very important to cleanse our heart also. So the process of pure devotional service begins with association of a pure devotee, or the service to the lotus feet of the pure devotee. Then furthermore, this hearing process then slowly, Shunvatam Sokatham Krishna Punyashavana Kirtana Radhayantastu Habadrani Vidunoti Surut Satam. That such hearer develops the virtue to hear and chant, and then Krishna, the benefactor of the devotee, cleanses the heart of material desires and then offers pure devotional service. So the process of service to the lotus feet of the Lord develops a faith in a Lord, and then allows one to hear properly. And the process of hearing slowly allows one to get cleanse his heart. And then after cleaning, one is bestowed with pure devotional service. So this process of cleaning begins with the service to the lotus feet of the pure devotee of a Lord. So in whole episode here, this pure devotional service of a Lord is bestowed to anyone at any time just by the mercy of the pure devotee only. So we should offer our service to the pure devotee and try to take their association. And also further, Srila Prabhupada explains in the purport about how important the association of devotees. So we'll not go much elaborate, but would like to just hear one story, how the association of pure devotee can change the life of anyone. The famous story which is been mentioned in Srimad Bhagavatam, first canto only, about Narad Muni, that how in Chaturmasya, when he served the Bhakti Vedantas in a humble mood, and every day he heard something when they were discussing about the Shastras, glorifying Lord. And in that process, with such a nice service to them, pleasing them, hearing from them, he continued that for all the 4 months. And one day, with their permission, he took little Mahaprasad of them, Mahaprasad from them, and that purified him. And that is what allowed him to get purified completely and offered him a pure devotional service. The service to this Bhakti Vedantist offered him a pure devotional service. And finally, as we heard this past time, he leaves his home and goes to the Himalayas, and he directly got darshan of the Lord, And Lord told him, in this life I am giving, this is only one time, but next life you will get all time my darshan. And he start continually meditating upon the Lord and then becomes a pure devotee of the Lord. So this is how, just by little service to the pure devotees, one gets blessings and pure devotional service to the Lord. So this is how this purport explains how association of pure devotees is so important. And Prabhupada writes also from the Chaitanya Charitamrita, sadhu sanga sarva shastra koi, love matra sadhu sanga sarva siddhi hoye. And there is a wonderful story which explains about this, that there was one thief, and he got just heard one announcement, king is calling all the sadhus from the kingdom, and all the sadhus were asked for a meeting. So he thought, definitely after meeting, king will give some gifts to the sadhus. So that's one place where I can rob everyone and take away everything. So he thought that's the best place to do the theft, which is very easy and I can take much amount at one time. So then in disguise, he also went and sat into the meeting. So all sannyasis, sadhus sitting front, then other sadhus sitting. So there were like rows. And then sadhu came in, king came into the balcony and announced, actually, I have called you because I wanted to marry my daughter and she is interested to get married with the saintly person only. So this is my offer, that if some of you, someone from you, if marries with my daughter, I will give 50% of my property to you. So as soon as the announcement was done, the 20 people, sannyasis sitting in front, they just got up and left the place. Because we are the sannyasis, we don't have, we thought you must have called for some discussion for the kingly activities and do some Krishna Katha. But we don't have any interest to get married with your daughter. So 20 of them in the front line, they just left the place. Then he thought, then he said for the grastas, but saintly people sitting behind, he said, I will just correct, I can give 75% of my kingdom to you, but please marry with my daughter. Then these grastas also, they got up and they said, see, we are already married. We have our own families and we are interested in Krishna Katha and saving the kingdom. We don't have any interest to marry with your daughter. And they also left the place. Then he personally started asking each one whoever was there. And the thief was just waiting. So everyone was answering and rejecting. No, we don't want to marry with your daughter. We don't want to marry. And giving various spiritual reasons why they don't want to marry. Meanwhile, the thief was planning to take away everything. Now, when he was heard so many answers from so many saintly people, he got transformed. Finally, king asked him also, do you want to marry my daughter? And he also says, no. And he answers, with so many people saying no, with so many wonderful reasons, why should I get married to your daughter? And his heart also gets transformed. And then he becomes sadhu. So this is how a little association and hearing from them, that can save the person. So there are various stories given about sadhu sangha, about Narad Muni and Lord also, how a little association of pure devotee can save everyone. Furthermore, also Radha Madan Gopal Prabhu has told me to complete 15 verse also. So I will just read a little bit from that. यदुह वावतव पुनर पुनरदभ्र करतरी समाहुतस्तार्थ धिया मंदानाम नस्तद्देव हेलनम देवा देवारहसि सांबेन सर्वान सांबेन सर्वान प्रतिवोढो विदुषाम. Little bigger verse. So translation says, O Lord, you perform many wonderful activities. Our only aim was to acquire a son by performing this great sacrifice. Therefore, our intelligence is not very sharp. we are not experienced in ascertaining life's goal. By inviting you to this negligible sacrifice for some material motive, we have certainly committed a great offense at your lotus feet. Therefore, O Lord of Lords, please excuse our offense because of your causeless mercy and equal mind. Purport. The priests were certainly unhappy to have called the Supreme Lord from Vaikuntha for such an insignificant reason. A pure devotee never wants to see the Lord unnecessarily. The Lord is engaged in various activities and the pure devotee does not want to see him whimsically for his own sense of gratification. The pure devotee simply depends on the Lord's mercy, and when the Lord is pleased, he can see him face to face. The Lord's unseen even by demigods like Lord Brahma and Lord Shiva. By calling of the Supreme Lord, the priest of Nabhi Maharaj proved themselves unintelligent. Nonetheless, the Lord came out of his causeless mercy. All of them therefore wanted to be excused by the Lord. Worship of Supreme Lord for material gain is not approved by authorities, as stated in Bhagavad Gita, Chaturvidha bhajante mam jana sukritana arjuna artho jigyasu artharthe gyanecha bharatarshabha. O best among the Bharatas, four kinds of pious men render devotional service unto me: the distressed, the desirer of wealth, the inquisitive, and he who is searching for a knowledge of the Absolute. Initiation into bhakti begins when one is in distressed condition or in want of money, or when one is inquisitive to understand the Absolute Truth. Nonetheless, people who approach the Supreme Lord in this way are not actually devotees. They are accepted as pious sukritina. Due to their inquiring about the Absolute Truth, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, not knowing the various activities of and engagements of the Lord, such people unnecessarily disturb the Lord for material gain. However, the Lord is so kind that even though disturbed, he fulfills the desires of such beggars. The pure devotee is annabhilashita shunya. He has no motive behind his worship. He is not conducted by the influence of Maya in the form of karma or jnana. The pure devotee is always prepared to execute the order of the Lord without a personal consideration. The Ritvijaha, the priest at the sacrifice, knew very well the distinction between karma and bhakti. And because they considered themselves under the influence of karma, fruity activity, they begged the Lord's pardon. They knew that the Lord had been invited to come for some paltry reason. So, here in the purport, Srila Prabhupada is trying how a pure devotee does not bring Lord unnecessarily, and he just engage in a service of the Lord. He is not interested, it's not like he is not interested to see Lord, but he unnecessarily don't want to see the Lord. As Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur also says, ki serve in a such a way that Lord wants to see you. Don't try to see Lord. Just seeing Lord, like one time he was giving a discourse and devotees went to take a darshan, and he immediately answered that it just massage to the eyes. That without hearing the instructions from spiritual master and the shastras, you cannot see the Lord. So he was so like very clear about that, how important it is to the serve Lord and the pure devotees, rather than just asking him to give the benediction and give his darshan. Better to serve him and try to please him. And that is what all our acharyas also followed. A very famous pastime of Raghunath Das Goswami, when he was in meditation and we heard like the lion came to drink water, and Sanatana Goswami says that, and he says like, we are here to serve them, not to take service from the Lord. And again in second instant, when Srimati Radharani personally came and he was in complete absorption at Radhakund, and she personally comes and put her pallu on the head of Raghunath Das Goswami because of scorching heat. And this time then Rupa Goswami, Sanatana Goswami, very strictly says that you should have a heart for you, because we are here to serve Lord, not to take service from Him. We are here to serve the Lord and please Him. So that is what the mood of all our acharyas and the shastras, and Prabhupada stresses upon the same thing. A pure devotee is just interested in service of the Lord, but not in the darshan of the Lord. Hare Krishna. 9. Yes, Prabhu. Any comments? Granthara Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Srila Prabhupada ki.